What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi there, you're listening to an all-new episode of News Bites. I'm Jacob Ingram.
And I'm Nancy Sun.
In today's news, an invoice lottery winner disqualified.
And a set of dentures auctioned for big bucks.
And in today's tasty tidbit, rainbows on Venus.
Stay tuned for those stories coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
统一发票兑奖，中奖者被取消资格。Uniform invoice lottery winner disqualified. Have you ever bought something in Taiwan? Many places give you a receipt, 发票, after you buy something.
These receipts are special in Taiwan, because if you hold on to them, you might have a chance at winning money.
This is called the Uniform Invoice Lottery, 统一发票抽奖。Receipts or invoices have 8-digit numbers on them. 发票上有八位数字的号码。
Every 2 months, the government announces a list of winning numbers. If the number on your receipt matches a winning number or parts of it, you can win money.
The more receipts you have, the higher your chances of winning. That's certainly what one trickster, 耍花招者, thought.
A guy bought lots and lots of cheap items from online stores. He collected lots of receipts, i.e. uniform invoices. In fact, he collected more than 10,000 invoices from last May to this February.
从去年五月到今年二月，他收集了一万多张发票。
That's a lot of receipts.
He ended up winning 30,000 NT from these receipts.But authorities found out what he was up to. They said over 90% of his purchases were small and irregular.
他们说他超过九成的购买是小额且不规律的。
In other words, it did not fit regular consumption patterns. 换句话来说，它不符合常规消费模式。This breached the rules of the invoice lottery.违反了统一发票中奖的规矩。
So what happened next? Officials wrote the person a letter informing him that he broke the rules. The man then voluntarily returned the winnings.
So if you want to win the uniform invoice lottery, you have to play fair.
Going global!
丘吉尔的假牙拍卖价格上万美元。
Churchill's teeth sell for thousands at auction.
This next story is about teeth. But not just any old teeth. It's about Winston Churchill's teeth. 是关于温斯顿·丘吉尔的牙齿。
You might have heard of him. Winston Churchill was Britain's Prime Minister,
英国首相,
during the Second World War,
第二次世界大战。
He led his country with courage and determination. He inspired people with his powerful speeches and never gave up, even in the toughest times.
But did you know Churchill had a secret? He wore false teeth, which are also called dentures, 假牙.
Dentures were so important to him that he always carried 2 sets with him.
假牙对他来说如此重要，他总是随身带着两副。
And recently a set of his dentures sold at an auction for a whopping £18,000.
That's about the same as $23,000, or 732,000 NT. 这副假牙卖了23,000美金，或是73,200台币。It's believed up to 4 sets of dentures were made for him, one of which was buried with him.
一般相信他总共定做了4副假牙，其中一副跟着他入土为安。
The set sold at an auction was mounted on gold and were designed by his dentist.
Gold dentures? Wow!
It was made for him when he was 65 years old. Another item sold at the auction was the microphone reputedly used by Churchill to announce the end of World War II. It sold for £11,500, which is over 400,000 NT.
The recap.
So, in today's News Bites, a man bought lots of cheap things to get receipts for the uniform invoice lottery. He won 30,000 NT, but officials found most of his purchases weren't normal. They told him he broke the rules, so he gave the money back.
And a set of dentures belonging to Winston Churchill sold at an auction for £18,000. The set sold was mounted on gold. It was made for him by his dentist when he was 65 years old, at the start of World War II. It is believed Churchill owned 4 sets of dentures and always carried 2 with him at all times. And in today's tasty tidbit, did you know that a rainbow on Venus is called a glory? Now, Venus is a hellish place, with surface temperatures as hot as a wood-fired pizza oven.
I won't ever be cooking my pizzas on Venus, that's for sure.
Even though Venus has a very different atmosphere than Earth, it still has some similar things happening in its sky. A glory happens when sunlight hits tiny drops of acid in Venus's air.
These drops scatter light, making a circular rainbow-like shape. These circular rainbows are called glories. Unlike Earth's rainbows, which come from water droplets, Venus's glories come from acid droplets.
Ouch!
And that's it for today's episode of News Bites. If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news story you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode. We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.